Dominic, you've asked me many a strong political question before.
Well, Dominic, as you might guess, I've been asked that a few times before.
To those in the press who did their job and did it with professionalism, and even to some of you who are actually kind, where's Dominic?
I think you are really in a very, very high league. And I watch some of your competitors on, frankly, the national shows. And I say, why aren't you doing a national show? Because I really think your delivery and your questioning and your brain power is really at the highest level. So that's good.
This is Dominic Carter, everybody.
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Breaking news, WABC.
And good afternoon, Dominic Carter with you. Not good news, apparently, for the governor of New York. Another woman is coming forward to accuse Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual misconduct, alleging that he grabbed her face and kissed her without her consent outside her home. And this woman is claiming to have photographic evidence. The woman is yet to be publicly identified, but will hold a press briefing this afternoon with high-powered attorney Gloria Allred. According to a press release, the married woman will detail, according to the release, how she was shocked when the governor suddenly grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home. Again, according to the release, and a photo will be of the kiss will be provided during the briefing. Cuomo's office, the governor's office, has not immediately responded to a request for comment. Several women, most of them current or former Cuomo staffers, have accused the governor of inappropriate remarks or physical contact since late February. Again, we should point out here that the governor has not admitted to any wrongdoing. He's apologized for improper workplace comments, but has strongly denied allegation of touching the women. So that news conference is set to get underway at 2:30 this afternoon. Gloria Allred, the attorney. This is going to get quite nasty, folks. So I came on the air today to talk about the situation in Georgia. The voter restrictions. Dominic Carter here. You can reach me at 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Lydia Serrani, my colleague, will have the very latest on the Cuomo allegation coming up in just a minute. So she will have all the details. We start with Republican Governor Brian Kemp in the state of Georgia imposes new voter identification requirements for absentee ballots, limits the use of ballot drop boxes, and makes it a crime in the state of Georgia to approach a voter in line to hand them food and water. On Saturday Night Live, this is how it played out, where the vice president in the skit, Kamala Harris, held a unity seder for Passover.
Oh, let's see who's at the door. Why, it's Reverend Senator Raphael Warnock.
All right. Shalom, y'all. John Ossoff told me to bring some Manischewitz.
So how are things going in Georgia?
Oh, you saw Roots, right? That's how it's going in Georgia.
Well, we need to make sure we keep Georgia blue for the next presidential election and the one after that.
Well, that won't be easy. They'll do everything they can to keep black people from voting. We wouldn't vote on anything if they had their way, not even American Idol. Jennifer Hudson would have been knocked out in the first round. Jennifer damn Hudson, y'all.
No, not J-Hud.
The skit from Saturday Night Live, mocking, if you will, the situation in Georgia, the voter restrictions. I'm going to lay it out for you folks this afternoon here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. We have the voter restrictions in Georgia. We have a new allegation against Governor Cuomo, and we will bring it all to you.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Bernie and Sid in the morning.
Governor Newsom, they reached the 1.5 million threshold. But now what they want with the Democrats in California, believe this, signature verification.
Oh, come on.
Remember when that was racist?
Yes.
It was also seditious to want signature verification on mail-in ballots. That's what they're demanding of these signatures. You can't make this up.
Bernie and Sid in the morning. Weekdays, 6:30 to 10. Listen on the 77 WABC mobile app. It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo. This Sunday night starting at 6.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. It's witchcraft. Yet I get a kick out of you.
It's Ramsey Mazda's Sundays with Sinatra. This Sunday night starting at 6.
With me, Joe Piscopo.
On
WMusic Radio.
On September 11, America and the world made a commitment to never forget. Since then, it's been the Tunnel to Towers Foundation helping us to honor our words with action. On that day, so many people gave their lives while saving others. Tunnel to Towers carries forward that legacy of courage and heroism by honoring our country's military and first responder heroes. People who are willing to die for you and me. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our country's most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Honor that commitment. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. America's heroes need your support. Thank you.
This is Lydia Reports on 77 WABC. Here's Lydia Serrani.
And this Lydia Reports is sponsored by Benjamin Steakhouse. Benjamin Steakhouse with two locations, one in Midtown Manhattan, that's Benjamin Prime, the other in White Plains, New York. That's my favorite location. They have indoor, outdoor dining. You can even get their steaks delivered to your front door. And now for Easter, they have this really amazing prefix menu for only $80 with signature dishes like rack of lamb, salmon, filet mignon. And again, Easter is this Sunday. Check them out, BenjaminSteakhouse.com. Well, Dominic, we have to talk more about that breaking news that you had at the top of the hour regarding Governor Cuomo. I was looking more into it. This woman, so far, she has remained unnamed, but she has retained a high-powered attorney, Gloria Allred, who issued a press release. That's how everybody found out about it. And Allred says that she's going to have a press conference at 2:30. We will be listening. We will be following. But she did give us some tantalizing details of what happened. She claims that this Cuomo staffer was forcibly kissed in front of her family members in front of her home, and that Cuomo grabbed her face and kissed her. But here's what we don't know. We don't know if it was on the lips. We don't know if it was on the cheek. You know, we Albanians, and I know Italians, I think, do the Greeks do it too? We do cheek-to-cheek kiss, so could it have been a kiss on the cheek? We don't know yet. Allred also says that she has a picture of this alleged offense. But this kind of goes along with the pervasive, I guess, misconduct by Cuomo, the allegations, because now you also have over the weekend one of the women that came forward, the 25-year-old, she says that he made her learn the lyrics to Danny Boy, you know, that Irish song.
Yes.
And that he humiliated her. Now, would I say that's sexual harassment because he wanted her to sing Danny Boy? No.
But
is it inappropriate? Uncomfortable.
But these types of skits happen all the time with politicians when they have downtime, that, you know.
Yeah, they joke around.
They joke around.
So I feel like, I know, I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel like there's a pile on Cuomo, and I think we need to focus on the facts regarding the nursing home. And there's also now new reports that have surfaced that while the nursing homes in the beginning of the pandemic were struggling to get those COVID tests to finally find out if somebody was COVID positive or not, he was giving them out to his family members, to Chris Cuomo out in the Hamptons, to his high-powered friends on Park Avenue. And he was using taxpayer dollars to have the tests chauffeured around. Zucker was in on it. And so he abused his power, essentially. And we have to focus on the nursing home scandal that 9,000 people during that 47-day period, COVID-positive patients were admitted into these nursing homes, and 15,000 people subsequently died during the pandemic in the nursing homes. That death toll far outweighs what we saw statewide, if you looked at it, their death toll rate in the nursing home. So something, and then we know that the numbers were changed. Melissa DeRosa, his top aide, she said they froze. She changed numbers. I feel like that's where the focus needs to be, and not this. I understand sexual harassment is serious and allegations should be looked into. We know they've told them to step down, but where were all of these Gillibrand and all of these other lawmakers calling for him to step down when we knew there was a cover-up with the nursing home scandal? Where was that?
It's just remarkable, Lydia, that a governor that just wrote a book and was profiled nationally
right.
on COVID, that now he's dealing with the Mario Cuomo Bridge scandal. He's dealing with the sexual harassment scandal. He's dealing with the nursing home scandal. It's just remarkable what is going on. And I think there's one scandal I left out here. But it's just remarkable.
Well, they're saying the COVID testing.
And the COVID testing.
And now, I mean, God only knows, because actually I had heard about the COVID testing, the priority testing for his family members and friends a few days before it broke. The story broke. This is a true story from a good source of mine. But I was afraid to come forward with it because, you know, as a journalist, we have to triple check, not double check. So while I believed my source, I said, you know what? This is the governor. You better make sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed before you come across with this serious allegation. So I asked my source, is there any indication that he was giving out vaccines, you know, to friends and family? And he's looking into it. We're looking into it. But these are the kind of questions and the kind of focus that we need to focus on, and not just it is serious that a woman would be forcibly kissed on the cheek or even the lips or whatever. But I'm sorry, you cannot compare it to 15,000 people dying in a nursing home alone while they're gasping for air. The USNS Comfort and Javits Center sat empty.
But what defies logic here? Who in their right mind would kiss a woman inappropriately in front of her family? I mean, it defies logic.
It does. But is he that brazen? We have to let's get these allegations thoroughly investigated. That's what they're doing, right? That's what Letitia James is doing. She assigned the attorney independent investigation, and let them do their job. OK, let them find out if it's true. We will be following this case, of course, this latest allegation. What does this make, like 9 now, 10, 12?
I believe 8.
No, I think this is 9. I think,
okay.
Well, sexual harassment, but I don't know. We'll see. But if you want to read the story, go to WABCradio.com. It's also on our Facebook page. Again, this Lydia Reports is sponsored by Benjamin Steakhouse. Benjamin Steakhouse, with indoor as well as outdoor dining, 2 locations, Manhattan and White Plains. Celebrate Easter with their great prefix menu. Great value there. $80. Signature dishes like rack of lamb, salmon, filet mignon. I like the porterhouse for 2. Check them out, BenjaminSteakhouse.com.
Thank you very much, Lydia. And we'll see you again at 4 o'clock when you start your show this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so our question of the day, posted on our website, WABCradio.com, that asks, should voters be required to show a state-issued ID before voting? We have a poll on the website where you can cast your vote. The poll's options are yes, no. I can't believe this isn't standard. Let us know your thoughts on this on our social media as well. Dominic Carter here with you. We will talk about the Cuomo situation. We will talk about the voter restrictions in Georgia. I'm going to start with Georgia. We're going to be taking your telephone calls. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222.
And with us now, Dominic Carter.
Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours.
Dominic, I want to say, when we started calling around in New York City last week to find out who
would have their finger on this story. You were the person who was most often mentioned, and that's why we asked you to be with us this morning. So what do you hear? What do you know? How is this thing going to come out?
Now, here's Dominic Carter on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Dominic Carter with you on this Monday afternoon. A lot is going on. The Cuomo situation. Another woman has surfaced with allegations and voter restrictions in the state of Georgia. Let's start with Georgia. We will be taking your telephone calls on Georgia and Cuomo. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. So Republican Governor Brian Kemp imposes new voter restrictions, or requirements, I should say, for absentee ballots, limits the use of ballot drop boxes, and makes it a crime to approach voters standing in line and hand them food and water in the state of Georgia. I don't know about you folks, but I'm in Georgia quite a bit, and it is hot. It is hot. And so one of the pastors in Atlanta, a Reverend Tim McDonald, has said that, I'm quoting here, black folks are not stupid. We know their tricks. We know their motivation. They are the Ku Klux Klan in three-piece suits. That's not what this is, folks. And I'm going to break it down for you. At the end of the day, what we have to remember, what we must understand, all politics are local. And at the end of the day, nine times out of ten, politicians are going to vote what benefits them, their self-interest, period. That's not about race or anything like that. It's about the fact that Georgia turned blue, winning each of the Senate contests. Officials, if you understand politics, folks, you'll understand that elected officials are going to do everything in their power to protect their interests. Is it the right thing to do? Is it great for me to say this? I take no comfort in telling you exactly what is going on, but it is what it is. And if you think anything different, you're being terribly naive. Politicians will do what benefits them. Period. Lawmakers have a right to pass laws. That's what they do. You have a right to be A, proactive, or B, to react, which means protest the new laws. It could mean boycotting the state, as we've seen happened most recently, I believe, in North Carolina, when something passes and people don't agree with it. Let's go right to the telephones. Dominic Carter here with you on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Let's start with Jeannie in Queens, and we say good afternoon to you. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Dominic, good afternoon to you. I'm so glad to speak with you again.
Well, thank you. Go right ahead.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Regarding Georgia, I'm very distressed because it seems to me they're making this into an excuse to really break the filibuster eventually and make balloting be just like anybody can vote. There doesn't seem to be any real rules in that new H.R. 1, which is now going to go to the Senate bill. So in Georgia, what I heard so far on your radio actually is they are allowed to vote on Sunday. The thing with the water is they didn't want people coming to the line from outside, but a poll worker could give out water or food because they're trying to restrict electioneering. And I think they should extend the hours till after 5. That would make sense. But they do allow Sunday, and I think they're making this into a mountain out of a molehill, or the other way, however you say that,
mm-hmm.
because I think that What is wrong with asking someone to prove their identification? I think we have to do it here in New York. I happen to have an absentee ballot for the past 10 years because I'm a disabled person. But I had to initially register with my picture ID and show who I am. I happen to have voted ever since I'm 18, which is like a million times already, so they could check my signature. But what is so terrible about that? That's just
There's nothing terrible about it, and I thank you for the call. But you have a lot of folks in Georgia that are saying, why now? Why all of these restrictions now? Let's go to Gail. Gail is calling from Quetland Manor. Good afternoon, Gail. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Praying you were going to be on the air regularly. And look, my prayer was answered.
Well, thank you, Gail. Thank you.
I'm so distressed about things that are happening right now. It's common sense. Just like you said, I went to the supermarket the other day with a copy of my driver's license, a copy, to get cigarettes because I lost my driver's license, and they wouldn't give me the cigarettes. It's just common sense. We need ID to vote. It's not a racial issue.
Well, I don't see it as race, Gail. I see it as elected officials voting and coming up with laws to protect their best interests. And so this is why for 35 years, people walk up to me on the street and they say, hey, Dominic, and, you know, and this is not all. I don't want to send a message of people not voting. But people will say, well, you know, I like you, but I don't vote. And those politicians, they can go to hell and they don't do anything and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Folks, if ever there is a reason to vote, this is it. So if you're a resident in the state of Georgia, every vote counts. If a politician does something that you like, then that's a reason to vote for re-election or to support that individual. But if they're doing something that you feel is not in your best interest, the ballot is how we decide things. Every vote counts. Every vote is especially a local vote. If you're not happy with what's going on in Georgia, then you need to organize. And here's how I define organizing. You don't have to be Stacey Abrams and organize an entire state. If you're not happy about a particular issue, call one or two of your friends. See how they feel about the issue. But you have to vote. You have to vote. It really is this simple. If you don't vote, you don't count. It's as simple as that. Let's go to Long Island. Let's say good afternoon to Danny. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Danny?
Good afternoon, Dominic.
Good afternoon.
Two points on this. Okay, I've read most of the provisions, and the one part that you particularly paid a mention to about the handing out of water, and now I read it, and I read a couple of articles on different – there was fights breaking out online because political groups were showing up, handing out pizzas, and not handing them out to people who obviously were not voting for what they wanted to vote. So to end any nonsense, they've eliminated any group from handing out water or food or bringing chairs. The poll workers can do it because they've been professionally trained. But that is not a racial thing to me. That's common sense. You don't want people online or hovering about, because we all know every time we went to an election thing, we see the sign, 250, 250 feet, whatever it is. The second thing is, I see that Major League Baseball is thinking of getting involved and moving their All-Star game. Guys, look what happened to the NFL. You are a dying sport. The last thing you need to do is to stick your toe into a political debate. Learn your lessons from other people's burn marks. Please, have your All-Star game in Atlanta as you were planned. This is nothing but politics, and like Dominic said, it's local, okay? Everybody in this country agrees that the odds in a divided country, the polls show overwhelmingly people have no problem presenting an ID. It is our most sacred right. And when somebody who votes is not supposed to vote, they've taken away your sacred right. They've minimized you. And I've worked in neighborhoods with predominantly minority. Everybody had ID. To require an ID would impact minority communities, to me, is almost like the racism of low expectations. Oh, what, black people don't have driver's license? Come on. Everybody, I can't pick up my kid from daycare or lately it's a pack of cigarettes. I'm 57 years old. I'm buying a six pack in the supermarket. They have to show us ID. Everybody has ID, especially after this COVID nonsense.
Well, Danny, I thank you for the call. And what stood out to me of what you just said, the politics of low expectations, right? And this is not some motivational speech right now, but this is how I live my life. The only person that can stop you is you. That's the only person. Politics of, let's take the word politics out. Low expectations, that is what has held down Americans throughout this country. I'm not down with that. I suggest that people don't engage in it. You've got to push yourself. And again, the only person, if you hear nothing else that I say over the course of this hour, the only person that can stop you is you.
Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Dominic Carter with you here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. The voter restrictions in the state of Georgia, and another woman has surfaced with allegations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The woman accuses Cuomo of kissing her without her consent in front of her family outside her home. The woman is yet to be publicly identified, but is holding a news conference in about an hour and a half with high-powered attorney Gloria Allred. Lydia Serrani is following all the details on this story. Lydia will have much more on this throughout the afternoon. We're talking about Georgia for the most part now, also taking calls on Cuomo, but right back to the telephones, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Louise in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Louise. What's on your mind?
First of all, Dominic, I just want you to know that you are absolutely fair and equitable in all your statements, and you do your research, and you're very open-minded about everything that goes on, and I appreciate that.
Well,
but number one, a lot of times the people giving out water or sandwiches on the lines when people are waiting have literature or their names of the candidates on them. That's why that should be restricted. You're not allowed to be 200 feet soliciting any candidate when you go to vote. That's number one. So they shouldn't be giving it out unless they have it on bottles when you go to vote so people don't faint. But you can't have any literature supporting any candidate. That's number one. You can't do that. And number two, everyone, even if you don't have a license, can enter with a photo ID. They do that in the senior centers. They have a photo ID. You can't get on an airplane without an ID, even if you don't have a license, a photo ID. You can get that in every county facility as well.
Well, you make some good points, but critics are saying, again, why now? Let's go to Bergen County. And let's say good afternoon to Julie. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to make a point that there are countries that people have national IDs and they're mandated to vote. People come out of caves, out of the hills, out of jungles to vote. Okay. And if they don't have ID, they get their thumbs stamped up with ink. So in this country, in the United States of America, how can it be that people cannot understand the privilege of voting and that ID is a very simple thing to get?
Well, Julie, I thank you for your call and your comment. And, you know, on the surface, it sounds like there's absolutely nothing tough about getting IDs. And it's something that we all should have. As a matter of fact, I believe it's against the law that if a police officer stops you, if you don't have a way of properly identifying yourself. But again, the question becomes, why now? Why now? I get it. The point of you don't want people solicited online with food and water. I get it. But I also can understand the other way of how this doesn't pass the smell test at the end of the day. But I get it. I get it. Let's go to Montvale. Let's say good afternoon to Mark. You're on Talk Radio, Montvale, New Jersey. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, Dominic. Just wanted to clarify the reason why this is so important. with the last election, they had local governors or state governors and attorney general made changes that removed signature verification, signature validation. This law in Georgia, that's all it does. It just protects voter integrity and the right of voters.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Mark, for the call. Let's go. Let's see here. Let's go to Texas and let's to the state of Texas. And let's say good afternoon to another Mark. Mark, you're on Talk Radio 77 WABC. What part of Texas are you calling from?
East Texas.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Voter ID, I don't think it's relevant to our modern time. Anybody cannot transact your day-to-day business without ID. I think that might be a leftover from the past. And as I was telling the call screener, my other topic was race relations. Out there in the world, race relations are not that bad.
Okay, well, what are you basing that on, Mark?
Well, I mean, I just, when I'm in my day-to-day running there, I'm retired, I'm 60, living a good life.
Sounds good to me.
I just like to reach out to people. I was at my local home improvement store the other day. I'm loading up some heavy stuff. This young Hispanic man comes over and gives me a hand, and I just start rambling. I say, well, you know, according to the news media, we should be hating each other. What's up? And he said, that's just the news. And it's like that wherever you go. If you're kind to people and you genuinely love people, it's just life's better. Most people are like that.
Well, Mark, that's a very good point to make, and we thank you for doing that, calling all the way from the state of Texas. Let's go to Long Island, and let's say good afternoon to Frank. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, Frank.
Ed, good. A lot of the points I agree with that just made. But the one thing, and I've been speaking to a lot of Republicans and conservatives, and a lot of my friends have a touch of liberal in them, and a lot of people have been disenfranchised by this last election. And that is why my friends, from civil servants to teachers to, I mean, all across the spectrum, all think that there was something wrong with the last election. Fine,
right. I got it, Frank. I got it. But that's a past story now. I mean, I feel your pain. I really do. But we've moved on. The train has left the station.
People are disenfranchised and they're not going to vote. And I know that's a bad thing. They feel at this point that their votes are worth nothing. And I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a major problem. And I don't know if it's on both sides of the aisle, but I'll tell you, it's definitely on my side of the aisle. And it's not a good thing. Listen, I'm a veteran.
Thank you for your service.
I was in a country where you needed to put a fingerprint and you had ink on your finger. They ink on your finger for days. They have a more secure electoral process than we do. One vote, one person. It's our birthright.
I thank you for the call. To Rockland County, good afternoon to Gracie. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hi, Dominic. I really love you. And
I love you, too.
When COVID ever ends, we got to have the Rockland chapter of the Dominic fan club.
Oh, thank you.
We'll meet at the mall.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now, but what I called about is, you know, you kind of said, why now? Obviously, it's politics now. A lot of people, you know, felt maybe the integrity of this last election wasn't up to par. And they don't want it to happen again. You know what I mean? People are worried. Obviously, that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you give out pizza and chairs, you could always slip a piece of paper with vote for these people. That's all I'm saying. Anything is possible. I've been around too long. So, but Dominic, I love you. And listen.
Thank you.
And wait, we could bring Lydia too, okay?
Yes, Lydia. Lydia is always invited, as I've said here plenty of times, UABC. Lydia is like, if we're the New York Knicks, Lydia is our starting point guard. Starting at number three, Lydia Serrana. Yeah. Rah, rah. More of the phone calls, Dominic Carter with you until the top of the hour to Newberg and Chris. Good afternoon. You're on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Hey, Dominic. Great job.
Thank you.
So, listen, I've been online, but a couple of calls have already hit on why now. You know, when in the last election, when the Republicans raised some issues with a lot of these voting things, they went to court, and most of the time, the court says, well, it's too late. You know, why didn't you address these things beforehand? And I think that's part of what's happening right now. They're starting to cover their rear ends, before it gets to the next election.
Well, there's a point to be made for that, and the point that you just made, Chris, and I thank you for the call. Let's see here. Let's go to New Jersey. Let's say good afternoon to Danny. You're on Talk Radio 77, WABC, Danny.
Danny. I don't know what you got there.
Danny. Go ahead, Danny. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, it's Dave, but that's
Dave. Okay. Well, it says Danny here. But go ahead, Dave. Okay. Go right ahead.
Hey, listen. You're right, Dominic. It doesn't pass the smell test. And these people that are calling up and saying, oh, they're influencing the vote or anything. 99.999% of the people that are in line, they already know who they're voting for. A slice of pizza and a glass of water is not going to change their vote. It's ridiculous. And it's common sense. We all know what they're trying to do. They're trying to restrict the vote. That's exactly what they're doing. And the people that call up and one excuse after another, you're right, Dominic.
Well, Danny,
doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, Danny, I thank you for the call. I apologize to the callers that are standing by that we don't have time to get to you today, but I will be back tomorrow from 12:15 to 1. 12:15 to 1. This is how we do it on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Greg Kelly is up next from 1 to 3, and then America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Lydia Serrani, John Cassimatidis. Have a great day, folks.